This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of extensor carpi radialis brevis from the common extensor subsection of the anatomy section on orthobullets.com. In this episode, we'll go over the origin, insertion, action, innervation, and arterial supply to the extensor carpi radialis brevis, or ECRB. So starting with the origin, the ECRB originates at the lateral epicondyle of the humerus. Again, the origin of the ECRB is the lateral epicondyle of the humerus. The insertion of the ECRB is the base of the third metacarpal. Again, the insertion of the ECRB is the base of the third metacarpal. The action of the ECRB is to extend and abduct the hand at the wrist joint. Again, the action of the ECRB is to extend and abduct the hand at the wrist joint. The innervation of the ECRB is the deep branch of the radial nerve, which receives contributions from C7 and C8. Again, the innervation to the ECRB is the deep branch of the radial nerve, which receives contributions from C7 and C8. The arterial supply of the ECRB is the radial artery. Again, the arterial supply to the ECRB is the radial artery. Relevant clinical conditions to the ECRB is PIN compression syndrome. And for more information, listen to the podcast episode specifically about PIN compression syndrome. So again, to quickly review, the origin of the ECRB is the lateral epicondyle of the humerus. The insertion is the base of the third metacarpal. The action is to extend and abduct the hand at the wrist joint. The innervation is the deep branch of the radial nerve, which receives contributions from C7 and C8. And finally, the arterial supply to the ECRB is the radial artery. That's all for this review about the extensor carpi radialis brevis. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.